How does the voice work? Well, there's a complicated way and the simple way. And I'm going to give you the simple way because it's easier. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And this is how your voice works. It's really simple. Everything is made, somehow, of vibrations. From the subatomic to thoughts, feelings, and the very words that leave your mouth as new spells, new ideas that you cast out into the world. Knowing and understanding that everything is somehow connected through vibrations, even the air which we can't see but we know is there, there is, you know, an infinite amount of different kind of waves of vibration which kind of form different atoms which work in different ways to create gases, liquids and solids. And so as our bodies grow of these, you know, different densities of vibrations, it also grows to learn how to store feelings and memory somehow in our brain and our body. And what happens is through our emotional memory and feelings, we somehow create thoughts, and our conscious mind is able to decide what we want to say, even though most of it is driven by our unconscious. Now, our unconscious is in charge of the very act of breathing. If we had to consciously think about breathing, we would have died in our sleep on day one, but we don't. It's automated, thankfully, and so we naturally inhale these very specific types of vibrations and atoms called, you know, air and all the nutrients and the oxygen, nitrogen from the elements into our system, which helps feed the machine. Now, this inhalation of air helps feed our body, and this drives an inspiration to thought, which unlocks feelings and ideas within us, which then kind of get calculated by a conscious mind as new thoughts and ideas, which we can then, using our diaphragm and our intercostal muscles, again, an automated habit, which then directs this air back out through something that's called the vocal folds, which are basically two kind of pieces of ligament which kind of separate and come together. And when they come together, they can vibrate and create, you know, a sound inside of us, which resonates within our open cavities, our resonators, and then is articulated and formulated a sound in our mouth, articulated out through our tongue, teeth, and lips into words. So these ideas, which are sparked by thoughts and feelings, which are stored vibrations within our body, then become fresh vibrations as we send vibrations of sound out to the world. That is the simplified version of how your voice works. If you want to go into more detail on this, really you should start with Albert Einstein and do some study into science, because everything is connected. And everything is connected through vibrations and different vibrational fields. So by understanding that your voice is creating vibrations and that you are a vibration creation machine, you should better understand that. So in order to use your voice in a better way, you can adapt your body to be physically more available, like a vessel, to deliver these messages and these new vibrations out into the world. There it is. It's a bit of a wild idea, I know, but I just wanted to say that. And that is, you know, one way of seeing it, how your voice works. Again, that's a simplified version. It does get a lot more technical when you go down into the subatomic level, but, well, I'm not a scientist, and it's probably best for someone like Bruce H. Lipton to describe that to you. There's a link to one of his books in the comments below. But anyway, thank you so much for watching this. I am Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
Tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.